Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's Monday. You know what it is. You hear? Let's go. I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking. The streets is talking, sports talk show. I'm gonna twist it, hip hop, giving it to you from a street perspective. Man, it's Marvelous Monday. And the NFL version of the Final Four has been put in the books. Are we surprised? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, round 15. Here we go again. Remember DMX said that? And before we continue the show, producer and my co-host, my cellmate in the asylum, T-Row, North Park, Texas. What the deal, T-Row?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. We just chilling. Chilling in the man cave in the booth. You know how we get down, man. Going down on this Monday. Can't wait to get it in. I'm excited. Had some great football happen over the weekend. Had some great basketball happen over the weekend. Got a surprising hiring in a surprising place. So we're going to definitely see what's going on today. You know, can't wait to hear what's going on in the streets either. You know what I'm saying? The asylum is already boiling. So let's get with it, El Boogie. What's going on with you today? I see you, Juwell. What's up, baby?
Whew. For the second week in a row, wild card weekend, I went 2-for-2. And divisional playoff weekend, I went 2-for-2. That's not good. Being 500, that ain't good. But I'll take it. I just thought that Andrew Luck had a little bit more luck. I was going with my heart, not my head. He's still young. He cannot pull off four picky pulls and get away with it against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But I got to say, you know what I mean? Mr. Blunt, we applaud you, man, because of the character that you came back and the trials and tribulations. This the streets is talking, so you know what I mean? We want to give you a shout-out specifically, man, and you carried that squad yesterday, man. You know what I mean? Excuse me, on Saturday. So, you know, shout-out to LeGarrette, man. But I think we do have the four best teams out there on the NFC and the AFC going into the final week before, you know, the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. I think this is it. I mean, who else? Carolina, inexperienced, Mr. Newton, you know, Cam. Mr. Kaepernick, did you see him on the streets talking? He opened his shirt, then closed it, and then kissed the, you know what I mean, the arm. Ew, you know my thing. He did it on the road, so you know when he looked up in the stands, what did he say? Look at their faces. It's frenzy. Who impressed you over the weekend, Ro? What teams, what player? I mean, give me your insight over the weekend, man. What do you think?
Well, to start off, man, let's just run through the games as they were played. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that first. So, first game first. Of course, Indianapolis against New England. Yeah, it got out of hand for Andrew Luck. You know, four interceptions, El Boogie, a total of six in his playoffs, you know, this season. Just not good, man. A good coach like Coach Belichick knows how to turn turnovers into points. And when you got a team who can do that with the quarterback of Tom Brady leading the helm, it makes it hard for other teams to come back and try to keep up. You know what I mean? So big ups to, you know, the New England Patriots. Is this what we wanted to see? Of course it is what we wanted to see. But 43 points. It wasn't that Tom Brady threw a lot of touchdowns over the weekend. He handed the ball off. So I can't congratulate Tom Brady, you know. And we talked about this on Friday. You asked me who would be the MVP other than Tom Brady for the New England Patriots. What did I tell you? Mr. LeGarrette Blount. And now that he's a locomotive ready to just go downhill, everybody better get ready. Because not only do you have an offense that now has found the run game, you know Tom Brady know how to pass the ball. So it's going to be pretty equal, pretty leveled out. And believe me, Peyton Manning, I know you were skating. I know you were skating on ice. But you put it together to make the drive to go ahead and get the victory. But, boy, don't let Tom Brady get 2 minutes with the ball. Aye, 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 aye. It's going to be hot. So I'm very intrigued about that. What was your thoughts on the second game, man? You know, what was up with New Orleans this year? D-Mac, I know you out there, baby. Hold up. El Boogie, can you explain to me what happened?
The Aints, they are who we thought they are, as they would say in the streets. Listen, no disrespect. It was just the year that the Saints could not win on the road. I understand. Just cannot win on the road. So for them to at least, you know, get past Philadelphia, I commend them for that. Because only one team wins, so, but to be honest with you, I what did you expect? Defense from Seattle, put him in good field position, and to make the game easier for Russell Wilson. I want to see what both young quarterbacks do if the game is close. See, over on this side, it's very intriguing, T-Row. In the NFC, you got two young guns. And then in the AFC, you got two legends. Oh, what a feeling in the streets, man.
It's the Final Four of football. And these are four of the teams that everybody has picked to make it to the Super Bowl. So will it turn out the way that I pick? I doubt it, because I picked the Texans. They suck. They won two games this season. But there was that toss-up between San Fran and Seattle. And what do you know? Like you say, it's come down to the two young guns. Will Kaepernick succeed in Seattle? Now, this is what I heard, L Boogie. Now, this is what the streets, L Boogie. I heard this before the show. They said that the 12-man crowd was rocking so hard, that they had a small earthquake in Seattle. L Boogie, talk to me. A small earthquake, L Boogie. We have an earthquake in Seattle now.
Are you kidding me? Man, an earthquake. Listen to this. When he scored, my man Marshawn Lynch, when he scored that last touchdown, you heard what the announcer said. They said, John Lynch, he said, man, you can hear, you can feel the building shaking. But I didn't know about earthquake status. Man, San Francisco, you better keep it close. Or like my man Bernie Mac said in Players Club, it can be trouble, trouble, trouble.
And they don't want that. And believe me, San Fran, you better be ready. I'm glad you stepped up to the challenge against Carolina. You know what I hated most, though, about the San Francisco 49-Carolina game? I love the fact that San Fran is showing that we're going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You can see it on the field. We're getting back to the bowl. But what I liked about it most, you see how they just took Cam Newton's heart and took it and just squished it. And then when he got to the post game, he don't know how to act in the post game. Cam, get your head out of your ass. It's just the game, baby. You can't be acting like no. Come on, man. You acting like a girl with a skirt on, man, with no underwear, man. You just letting it, let it blow off your back, brother.
CBG, bro. Crybaby gangster right there.
I just don't understand it, man. He act like he's all that in the facial looks and Cam, stop it. I don't want to see that anymore. Stand up like a man. You lost. It's because of you. You lost the game. 10 points? That's it. That's all you can muster, 10 points? Yeah, going down on the slide. L, the asylum is hot, baby. We got to go to a commercial and jump right to the side. Okay. It's Monday, L Boogie. What you want to do?
It's Monday, and listen to this, guys. We got a special guest. He calling in, and I told you, we always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And don't forget, we got to talk about A-Rod and the snitch. Tony Bars, how much you got on your head? Man, the feds better put him up somewhere, man. How much did they pay him to get on 60 Minutes? Oh, it's crazy. It's going crazy in the asylum. Mondays, Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Get at us. We hot. My producer, T-Row, co-host, Jewel the G. I'm your boy, L Boogie. When we come back, we're going to holler a little bit more about this NFL. And, oh, my. Let's go.
Put practice on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirty niggas did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are dead, mate, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the weed inside the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on a ring that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are gone. I'm like a bean that finally feeds on this dope is gone. My nerves is wrecked, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like, dude. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flow, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on remade, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rolling.
Man, that's the NFC and the AFC. Picture me rolling. You know what I mean? To those guys who advance, you telling everybody else that's fishing, picture me rolling. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. The streets is talking. We just got finished talking about the games, the divisional playoffs, and also, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? A-Rod is coming up next. But before we get to A-Rod, we got a special guest. In the asylum, he came in, man. And I told you, when we get in the streets, man, we really get in the streets. And I'm going to say it, future Hall of Famer. I'm putting it on the streets. My man, retired, number 59, London Fletcher from the Washington Redskins. How you doing, sir?
What's up with you, Boo Meeks? yeah. Meeks. Boo Meeks. I'm putting it out there. They call you Boogie. I call you Boo Meeks.
What's up? Don't we all the people that know him close call him that. But, you know, for the show, it's L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. All right. I knew him before the streets.
You already know. See, that's what I used to try to, you know what I mean, tell people that it's what you always told me, is attitude before skill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we were coming up, and if you didn't have that, you didn't have anything, and so that prevailed or whatnot. But we just want to say we appreciate you on the show. And first question to you, I want to ask you this. How was your last year with the Washington Redskins?
Man, that was terrible. You know, we went 3-13, L. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, that wasn't what I came back for, thinking we was about to go 3-13. You know, just a lot of – couldn't get no breaks, man. A lot of things went wrong for us. So the year before, we went on that run, 7-0 run, to get last seven games winning, get into the playoffs this year. It was the reverse. So, man, that was awful the whole year.
Wow. So as they go on, or did you see Robert Griffin III? Was he his self as you saw him up close compared from his rookie year to his second year?
I mean, nah, he wasn't the same because you think about dude, you know, he tore his knee up in January and he came back, September? So not even having a full year to recover. So it took him a while to kind of get from a health standpoint. And, you know, you're dealing with the mental part of it coming off an injury. You know, I think he wanted to be himself and he mentally wanted to do it, but I think physically, you know, he just was a little bit hindered because you figure, I mean, he got two ligaments in his knee, so obviously you weren't going to be the same. But I did see him getting better as the season went on just because he was getting stronger, he was getting healthier. You know, unfortunately, you know, it was just we all played so bad that it just was a good bad thing for us. And, you know, he got to blame for a lot of stuff just because he played the quarterback position. So, you know how it go.
And so let me ask you this. You played against all four quarterbacks in your, you know, illustrious career that's, you know what I mean, going to be playing in this, you know what I'm saying, in this Final Four. Who do you think has the edge in the NFC and the AFC? Who do you think is going to come out of that race?
I think I'm going to start with the NFC first. You know, we played Seattle last year in the playoffs. We played Frisco this year. You know, I've been in Seattle, man. You know, that place, when they talk about that 12th man, it's not a loud outdoor stadium in the league, man. You just can't believe how loud that place is. And until you experience it, you will not know, man. The 49ers, you know, they do have the experience of having gone up there and played in that place, and you know, in the years past, but recently they just haven't had success going up there. You know, if Marshawn Lynch and that run game get going, you know, and the way that defense plays up there, I really, you know, as tough as the team as San Francisco is, and I think they're a pretty dominant team. And if anybody could go into Seattle and do it, it's them. But I just don't think it's going to happen for them this year. And then in the on the AFC side, man, I'm going with Brady and Belichick to go get that boy Manning one more time, man. They just, you know, I just don't, you can't bet against Bill Belichick and them boys, man. Not for a third year in a row, you know. I don't think I think you know they lost to the Ravens last year in the AFC Championship, you know, the year before they made it. But I think they go back again, man. I just think they got Manning's number one more time. You know, they, especially when you look at that run game that they had going, you know, the other day and
right.
The way that Belichick just is, he's a master technician. He's a master coach in taking away whatever you do strong, whatever your suit is, he's going to take it away. If you think he's going to try to beat him with the pass game, he's going to beat up your receiver. He's going to knock the tight end around. He's going to, you know, throw dudes off their routes, throw up the timing. You know, he has sacrificed a pass rush to get guys hitting their receivers and stuff like that. So I just think at the end of the day, man, you can't go against Tommy Cool and Bill Belichick.
Tommy Cool and Bill Belichick. So
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Give me your greatest moment as being a pro, 16 of them and not missing a game. And I remember I used to go to them, but I'm asking you this. What was the biggest high point of your career?
Man, I think, hell, you know, coming from where we came from, shoot, making it, first of all, you know, that was the biggest thing right there because, you know, coming up out of where we came out of, you know, cats, unless you from the area we came from and knew the challenges that you faced, you know, growing up, there was a lot of cats that was talented, you know, that had more talent, more athleticism than, you know, myself and you and, you know, some of the other cats who made it out right there, than Earl Boykins. And, you know, you look at some of the other dudes, Mel Levitt, you know, it was a lot of dudes who had major talent. But, you know, sometimes the odds just stack so far against you that you just can't overcome it. So for me to be able to overcome all that and make it into the NFL, you know, that was the biggest moment. You know, everything else after that was really gravy, you know, but
right.
It was just, you know, I was living a dream for 16 years, man. You know, really, like,
exactly.
You know, I can remember telling my mom back in probably like second, third grade, you know, Mom, I'm going to buy you a house when I make it. I'm talking about it. I'm thinking I'm going to make it in the NBA, though. I'm like, I'm going to buy you a house when I make it in the NBA. You know, it didn't happen for me, and I didn't make it to the NBA, but I made it to the NFL, and I was able to get her a house. So, you know, that was really what the biggest moment was.
That's what's up. Hey, London Fletcher, man, this is the co-host, man, T-Row. I want to say, man, thank you for calling in on the show, man. And my question to you is this. Man, I know that it was a disappointing season. If you guys would have had a shot to contend for the NFC East title, would this have been your last year, or you think you would have given it one more year to try to see what could have been done next year?
No. I pretty much knew, you know, even before the season started, this was going to be my last run, man. I just, you know, after being in the league for so long, 16 years, and, you know, the daily grind that you had to go through both mentally and physically, you know, it just, I knew I wasn't going to really want to do it anymore after this season. You know, I look at my life, my family life, you know, as far as, you know, I got three young kids, wife, you know, they living away from me during the season. So it was just like, you know what, I'm missing too much of their lives doing what I want to do. And, you know, for me, even if I was there with them from a physical standpoint, I wasn't necessarily with them mentally, because I was always so consumed with my job, so consumed with football, what I got to do to be able to excel and succeed. So, you know, to do it for so long, it just came to a point where, man, I just didn't want to do it anymore, you know, and I knew this was it for me. So, you know, really, regardless of how the season went, this was going to be it anyway. So, you know, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but, you know, I knew this was going to be it for me even going into the season.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on a great career. Man, you like Brett Favre. You Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr. You just don't miss no games. Just like, hey, I got to get that check. I got to feed the family.
But listen to this, though. You want to know why? Because he's grimy. He's from the streets of Cleveland. It's chunky.
Yeah, true.
I know. You know what I mean? What he has to go through. But I got a special surprise for you, though. Mr. Fletcher, I got OG the scorekeeper. I got Sharky Gomez. OG, you on the line?
OG on the line, baby. Bam, what's up with you, man? Much love
Shark.
To you, baby.
Shark, what's up with you, man?
Man, what's up with you, man? How you doing, man?
I'm cool, man. I ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I got to see you, man. I got to see you. You know, we do the show, too. So, you know what I'm saying? L's going to hit you off with our show information. I want to hear your voice, man, and holler at you, you know what I'm saying? Just want to tell you, praise the Lord, man, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man, no doubt. Praise the Lord for real. Hey, listen, Shark, while you on the line, I hadn't hooped in about 18 years, right? So we was out in Vegas the other day, so we had the Palms in the hardwood court. Now, a bunch of me and my teammates out there. So I've been telling them about my hoop game. They thinking I'm just talking.
Yeah, nigga.
I come out of retirement on them, L. Started off shaky, man. Couldn't hit a button. Couldn't mix layups. Missing layups, looking terrible. I just clicked in like I was that Big Monday back at third good. Hey.
Right, nigga.
I got busy on the boys, got to work on them.
Right. Hey, Casper won them bowls and everything, you know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but congratulations, man. Congratulations on your career, man, on just everything you've done, man. You've been inspiring me the whole while, you know, whether you've seen it or whether you don't see it. Like, man, you inspire me, you know what I'm saying? So keep up the good work, man. I look forward to keep building with you, man. And congratulations to you, Big Bad, baby.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
And there you have it. Well, I got one more question for you, Bam, on another subject. What do you think about the Tony Boss situation and A-Rod before I let you go? That's the street question of the night. Who's lying,
man?
A-Rod or Tony Boss, man?
Man, I saw that stuff, man. I was like, ooh. You know, I mean, obviously he in it for some money type of deal, you know, Boss cat. You know, I mean, I think it's where there's smoke, there's fire, you know, on the A-Rod situation. Dude ain't going to just keep throwing out accusations on the dude unless, you know, something really, really there. I mean, the dude was just so driven to be the best that, you know, I mean, it's prevalent in sports. It's not just baseball, you know. I think it's in a lot of sports. I mean, whether you look at football, track and field, you know, I don't really know about basketball, but you know, that's just another skill set. But, I mean, I'm sure it takes place in that level, too. I mean, you're talking about guys wanting to be at the top of their level. If they competing at the top of the level, they're going to get these big contracts. So it's going all boiled down to money. And when there's money on the line, man, people willing to do whatever they need to do to make it. So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. But anytime you caught up with some shady characters, you know, that's the chance you take.
Mm. Hey, Fletch, I got one more question for you, bro. This is the last question from T-Row, man. Is that bullying really going on in the locker room? Can you explain that to me, please?
Nah, not to that extent, man. When I saw the whole stuff with the Dolphins, man, a lot of that stuff was just I was scratching my head, you know, especially, you know, they let, you know, white guys go around, you know, using the N-word. I mean, I don't know where they do that at. I ain't never seen that be okay. It never has been okay with me, even, you know, some of my best boys, man, you know, white, whatever, man, you can't kick it like that. that just doesn't happen. So, you know, as far as the whole bullying and stuff, we do more hazing. You know, rookies come in, you're going to carry the shoulder pads, buy us dinner, you know, bring the breakfast sandwiches. You do little stuff just to mess with their head, you know, to break them down. And then you build them back up, though. You know, you know, whether the cast was in, you know, dudes who was in fraternities, they kind of know how that go, where you break the dude down, but then you build them back up and you bring them in to the fraternity that way. You know, I guess, and for Jonathan Martin, this was a cat who won. He was in the second year, so they were still doing stuff to him. You know, that's not heard of. I mean, it only happens usually for 1 year, so for it continue to go down like that, I mean, it was, you know, it was beyond just your normal hazing. And, you know, I guess he didn't feel comfortable enough to stand up, you know, stand his ground, you know, and then he just ended up walking away. And it's unfortunate because, you know, there's a young man who didn't feel like he had any allies that he could go to in that locker room. And, you know, football is a testosterone sport, and, you know, it's a lot of male egos in that locker room, and you can't, you know, you show any sign of weakness, a lot of people are going to prey on that.
Right, right. Well, that's what's up, man. London Fletcher and Carl the Street. Man, much love, man. You know what it is, man. Once again, on a great career, not missing a game ever. Damn, I tell you. L Boogie, tell bro what he got to do, man.
Bam, you already know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You're a silly dude, man. You need to tell. You should hear it supposed to do that.
I got to get a voice to do that, don't I? But I love you, man. Thanks for calling in, supporting the show. And you know you know what I'm saying? We're going to always keep in touch. So there you got it, the world. The great London Fletcher, the future Hall of Famer, calling the show, blessing us, you know what I mean, with his presence. And trust me, he going to call back more than one time. Trust me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Good talking to you.
Oh, no doubt. Love you, big dog.
All right, man.
Let's go to the commercial.
Too.
No doubt. Let's go to the commercial. When we come back, we got another special guest all the way down from the ATL. Woo! The asylum is hot. Please hold the line. When we come back, man, we got the big intellect. Oh! It's crazy. Let's go.
We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy. Sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We like
about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rose. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always something to saw, I'm the raw, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
You see it, and I forgot to say it. I'm sorry, Bam. And I'm not going to call you London Fletcher like you said he going to call me Boo B. I'm going to call you Bam. Super Bowl champion. With the two. I'm sorry. Oh! It's frenzy. We've been hollering about this football, the Final Four of football right now, the AFC and NFC Championship. Who you got? Tony Bosch, A-Rod. Who's lying? It's frenzy. How much did Tony get paid? Pretty Tony. You, boy, I tell you. I know you smell the money.
I know they get. I know 2020 give up about 20,000. I know they start off by 20,000. Who lying there, Boogie? Come on, Tony. What you get? 45,000? What, 50,000 to talk to 2020? Now you done got A-Rod. Boy, I tell you. What's going on here, Boogie? Money go round. Money go round. Money go round. Boy. Hey, Boogie, we got a special guest online. Can't wait to talk to him, man, because I hear him every Sunday on the Sports Officials, man. And, boy, for those that don't know, Sports Officials, you know, big shouts out to the OG Scope Keeper, to T-Nick, Nilly Neil, Mitchy Mitch, you know, this Nilly Neil Pops, man. We're going to bring in the big intellect, man, because he always talking that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Big intellect, welcome to the streets, man. It's your boy, L Boogie and T-Roll. How you doing this evening?
Excellent, fellas. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, doing awesome, man, to hear your voice. You know what I mean?
I had to get on this level.
Yeah,
I love you, Big Intellect. We thank you for blessing us before you continue, though, but thank you for calling the show.
Appreciate it, fellas. We're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, Big Intellect, you know, we had a big weekend this weekend. It's finally set to the Final Four. I'm not going to ask you to give me your pick-ems just yet. I'm going to ask you, you know, what were your thoughts about Andrew Luck against New England? And then what were your thoughts about what happened to New Orleans in Seattle?
Well, Andrew Luck is going to be a really great quarterback, but he has to get over his turnover thing. You can't expect to make it to the AFC Championship game and you've turned the ball over seven times in two games. He's tough and he's smart, but he's still got some wrinkles to work out. There's some defensive recognition things that he hasn't figured out yet, but he'll get it. As far as New England, New Orleans is concerned, they're they're bad on the road. They're bad outdoors. I gave him huge props from going into Philadelphia and winning the game, but that was as far as I could expect him to go.
And let me ask you this. For the umpteenth time, we're going to have Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. Who you got? Can Tom Brady and Bill Belichick go to Denver and pull it off, or is Peyton Manning going to stand strong and pull off another four-minute stand to end the game?
Well, with LeGarrette Blount playing the way he is, they're going to keep Peyton Manning on the sideline. And they're going to pound that rock until Peyton Manning has to play from behind. And it's going to depend. But as long as you have Peyton Manning on the sideline, you're holding the ball, Tom Brady doesn't have to throw the ball a whole lot to move the team down the field. I got to like the Patriots in that game.
What do you think about the inexperience with Cam Newton? Do you think that played a factor in the game against San Francisco? Or, you know, San Francisco having all his guns back with Odin Smith and, you know, Crabtree and those guys?
I think that Carolina's lack of weapons caught up with them against a really tough defense that San Francisco had. Carolina doesn't have enough weapons. They don't have enough weapons to challenge that defense. And that finally caught up with them. So they're going to have to address those things in the draft and or in free agency. But until they get somebody that you can scare besides Steve Smith, Carolina is going to have a plateau that they can reach, but they're not going to be able to go any further than that. And Cam Newton played as well as he could under the circumstances, but it wasn't enough. He doesn't have enough yet.
I agree with you, Big Intellect, as far as the weapons, because they can just play, you know what I mean, kind of like a zone and cover him if he comes out that backfield. So, I mean, he doesn't have any weapon to throw to, but you're right, they need to get some, you know, in the draft. It's kind of deep, so we will see. Now, let me ask you this, Big Intellect, now. You saw 60 Minutes.
I saw some of it, yeah.
You saw, you know, Tony Bosch in the interview. Who do you think's lying?
Well,
Pretty Tony or A-Rod? I mean, he's saying he's injecting.
I'm one of those guys. Until I see a positive drug test, I can't be absolutely sure who's saying what. Because, you know, it's easy to sit up there and say, I did this to A-Rod and I did that to A-Rod. A-Rod ain't ever tested positive for nothing. So, and one of the things that ain't being said is that if Tony Bosch was distributing banned substances, and a lot of those things are scheduled for narcotics as far as the federal government is concerned, who did he make a deal with to avoid prosecution? That didn't even talk about the money. Who did he make a deal with to avoid prosecution for distribution of anabolic steroids without prescription?
Right. See, that's where I'm confused at, Big Intellect. He's never failed the drug test, but yet he's in so much trouble. I mean, you reduced the sentence from 211 to 162. I thought maybe that was a break that A-Rod should have taken, but I mean, the more information keeps coming out, it seems like the more A-Rod is proving himself to be clean. So I'm really confused by this. Now, let me ask you this, Big Intellect. The Hall of Fame baseball, you know, guys have come out, Greg Maddux, Jim Glavine, and Frank Thomas last week. What's going to happen with the steroid era? Are we going to really have problems with Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens really getting in the Hall of Fame because of what baseball allowed to be legal during the time of, you know, baseball being at its best?
The problem with the Baseball Hall of Fame is that you have a bunch of people who are old school guys, and those guys are they have this integrity thing about baseball, and even though baseball is the sport in the United States with the least amount of integrity, when you go back through its history, but those old school guys are not going to vote for Barry Bonds. They're not going to vote for Roger Clemens. Those guys might as well. I mean, Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame right now. And this is, what, 20 or 30 years? after he did what he did. So if Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens just might as well just relegate themselves to signing autographs for money or whatever it is they do. I'm sure they got plenty of money in the bank. They sure have made enough. But Hall of Fame, they're going to have to buy a ticket like the rest of us.
Right, right.
In the street Hall of Fame, though.
Now, Big Intellect, the coaches for the Pro Bowl have been announced. It's going to be Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice to be able to pick the teams in this new format of the Pro Bowl. It's been tweeted that Deion Sanders said he's going to lead by example and suit up for the Pro Bowl. And he told Jerry Rice he better do the same thing. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I think they should scrap the Pro Bowl myself. You know, all the other Major League
they playing flag football anyway.
Exactly. They're done in the middle of the season, and it's a decent exhibition game. Gives people a break, and, you know, but the Pro Bowl, I don't watch it. It probably has really low ratings. Quite frankly, I couldn't care less. To me, the Pro Bowl is like boxing. I don't care.
Say it's just, it ain't even worth it anymore, huh?
It really isn't worth it. You can be named to the Pro Bowl and accept the honor, and if they give you a little money for being on the team, if it's an incentive in your contract, you know, great and everything like that. But the game, nobody cares, and nobody's playing hard. Nobody wants to get hurt. And the first time a player really gets hurt in the Pro Bowl, oh, they're going to throw that thing away.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Big Intellect, we want to appreciate you calling in. We thank you. If you can, try to get with us on Friday. But it's always good to hear you on Sunday when we be, you know what I mean, doing our thing. So appreciate you. First time caller, world. But I'm pretty sure
appreciate
you're going
it,
to
fellas.
Be listening. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the Big Intellect. That's nearly near pop for those that didn't know. Hey, Big Intellect, we appreciate the love. Happy New Year to you, man, and hopefully we'll hear from you on Friday, all right?
Absolutely. I'm going to
don't forget, Big Intellect. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you, fellas.
All right, Big Intellect. That's what's up, man. The Big Intellect, L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about. Called in and they gave us the – boy, you see, that's why they called the Big Intellect. You know what I mean? It's what it is. L Boogie, man, give a shout-out to one of your students that called in, man, for extra credit. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie be teaching around here for those that don't know. Got his students calling in for extra credit. That's how you get it in, Big Timmy. That's how you get it in. Hey, yo. Hey, man, you know what we got to do, man. We had the Big Intellect on. You know, that was smooth. Now we got to F it up a little bit. You know it's time to hear from the chef. Because, you know, it ain't no telling what he be cooking. Hey, Chef, what you got on the pot, man? What's up with the chef?
Oh, man, what's up, fellas?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Happy Monday to you, man. You know, we just heard from the Big Intellect, and we heard prior to that from London Fletcher. We call it Bam in the streets, you know what I mean? What's up with the chef?
Y'all show today Monday? Man, y'all got Bam in the studios off the lines. Y'all got the Big Intellect from the A. Man, y'all got the chef coming through.
Yeah.
L Boogie shooting shots. T Row hosting. Yeah. Oh my God, man! Yes, man. Is it today Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday. This usually happens on Friday, but it's Monday tonight.
Man, y'all playing We Like the Party. Y'all play that on Friday. So y'all know I'm amped. Y'all know I'm amped. Y'all know I just heard Beyonce. And y'all know I got a lot to say. So I ain't even about to waste the people's time, man. These weekend games, I'm calling out people, and I don't care who feels any type of way about it. If y'all heard me live on Friday, y'all know I'm 1 for 3. I'm 1 for 3. And what it is, and I'm going to tell y'all my reasons. First game, New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks. Hello.
Hello.
The key game was the running game. The running game simultaneously showed up. It's that flea man. That flea man. That man who threw for 5,000 yards last season, who broke the record. Listen, come on. See, that's the difference between being mediocre and being great. You know we're in between, and I'm calling you out. It wasn't because the ball was slippery. It wasn't because of that. It was because your true color showed, and it showed why that you are not a playoff team. Yes, you won a Super Bowl. I give it up to you and Peyton Manning. Yes, you guys won your Super Bowls, you know, but listen. I ain't convinced, or I'm not impressed. Games like that, you show up. Let's go to this Luck dude. Come on, Andrew Luck. Your name Andrew Lucky. Your name Lucky.
Seven
interceptions in the last two games. Four interceptions against the New England Patriots. Belichick and Brady. You can't do that. Man, listen. I told y'all it was not going to be close, and I showed y'all why. They kept putting the ball in T. Rich's hand. Look what was going on. He was getting 2 yards per carry, a little bit of nothing, but it wasn't that impressive. And then if y'all see the whole game plan of Bill Belichick, man, it was so phenomenal because T.J. Hilton didn't get started to the second or the third quarter.
Right.
They was bullying that man. Off the line. Close.
Right. Man. So what was your thoughts about the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick against Cam Newton?
Did y'all see the game? Did I see?
Man, you know we saw that game.
Let me tell you something, fellas. That game was supposed to be no flags. That game was supposed to be everything it has been, and Carolina was supposed to win. They literally shut San Francisco down, and they gave them problems, for real. Yes, they had. If you watch it, they had two overtimes in the red zone. And,
yeah, but you,
go ahead.
You know, in the playoffs, you got to get points.
Man, listen. And then, come on, Cam. Killer. My killer. Listen, man, you own a half of a one-yard line. You don't go underneath. You go on top. You have the ability to be Superman. Live up to your name. Damn. Now, listen. Now, y'all see we're playoff. Listen, when you have a player, San Francisco is one of the smartest teams other than the Patriots. I'm going to tell y'all why. They got rid of the people who they knew weren't going to be ready for playoff time, and they brought people who was going to come in and show why they're a Hall of Fame potential. You see Anquan Boldin? Man, he was just disrespectful. Ooh.
Very disrespectful.
Man, so disrespectful. So disrespectful. But, you know, this is a game I've been waiting on, man. My Chargers. Oh, my God, where do I start?
I was going to ask you about your Chargers. What do you think about their last second hoorah? I think they
man.
Waited too long.
Hey, come on, man. Y'all, listen, I broke my TV. Now, this is the second TV I broke. This is the second TV I broke in the last month. I broke my TV 2 days before Christmas. I broke this TV yesterday. These 60, 70-inch flashes I'm keep breaking. And listen, let me tell you why I break it. Come on, Phillip Rivers. You got a man on the sideline. Hit the easy pass right there. Let him run out of bounds. Why is you forcing that? Listen, man. When you get to charging, you charge like a bull. You charge it. Run straight up the middle. Run up that gut. Get 20 yards easy. Come on, let's be smart. They're looking for the pass. They play y'all 15, 20 yards deep. Get your receivers out there blocked. Let's go. Do what y'all supposed to do, man. Win. Shout out to Peyton Manning for doing what he do. I ain't impressed, but shout out to you. Shout out to you and your whole little team over there. Your whole little team. Shout out to y'all, but guess what? Guess what? See what I got to say about y'all about Friday. Flat out.
Can you tell me this? Who's lying? Is it A-Rod or is it Tony Botts?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all this. The last thing I did, listen, I just did 5 years for keeping my mouth closed. I don't respect a snitch. Listen, hey, Tone, hey, listen, man, I'm rolling with A-Rob. You want me to tell you why I'm rolling with A-Rob? I'm going to tell y'all why. Just like the Big Intellect said, man, when games get to getting reduced and transactions get to happening and things get to coming out, the truth sets it light. Now, listen, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. He was on 60-60, 20-20, whatever y'all want to call it. Man, listen, I call it less than that. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all that. Like y'all said, it's $20,000 to get on that show. Come on, A-Rod would have paid you off if it was like that, man. Come on, man. I want to know this. Who else should sit up here and go falsely expose next? That's my question to you. Who else are you going to falsely expose next? Because I'm not impressed with what you're doing. You're selling your soul for $20,000. That don't pay a Ferrari note.
My point exactly. A-Rod makes $20 million a year. You should have did to Steve-O. What he
man.
Did for Barry Bonds kept going in and out the Fed Joy and getting
man,
millions.
You heard what he said? He said, so, excuse me, sir, can you tell me, do A-Rod inject himself? Oh, no, he's scared of needles. I did a hand. Listen!
If he's scared of needles, how he going to let you eject him then? He going to take it in the pill format, right?
Man, tell me about it, man. Who he think he talking to or he trying to convince? Man, that man got a heroin addiction and he's smoking dope. That's what's going on. Listen, that's what happened, man. And he's selling his soul. He's selling his soul. And he didn't know Jose Canseco. He done knew Jose Canseco without touching the baseball play. Listen, who do this man think he is? You got to know the disrespect of mom. Listen, you talking about, oh, this man made over $400 million, $500 million his whole career. You talking about a penny, $20,000. Man, who do you think you talking to? I'll let you bamboo. Listen, oh, y'all said the right thing. It's a price on his head, and the guava's coming. It's a price on his head. He ain't hiding. He can't hide. The guava is at him.
Man, yeah. It's coming. The heat is on his neck. He should have never showed his face on TV.
Hey, is my time up? Because I want to address somebody in something, man. I am not impressed with all this falsified hype with Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins, listen, brother. You got 3 months to impress me. You got to the middle of April to impress me. You better impress me and not leave your first year. Because guess what? You don't possess NBA talent as of yet. Come on, man.
Yeah, I agree. Not to me either. He better come back another season.
Man, the only person is ready is Julius Randle. That's it, man. All y'all first-year prospects stay in NCAA or y'all will be in the NBDL League developing. And you're not going to leave from there. You're not. I'm calling you guys out. Hey, listen, and if y'all heard what I said weeks ago, I said that the New Orleans Saints, the Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, or the Denver Broncos will not win. Well, guess what? I got San Fran, baby. Listen, I'm known for being an underdog. I ain't tripping. I'm known for being an underdog.
You said Marshall, you already know.
Hey, London Fletcher, hey, listen, hey, Bell, listen, I just called you a couple of days ago. I'm going to tell you live, fam. Listen, Mike Shanahan, he might end up in Cleveland. Hey, listen, come to Cleveland, man. Play your last season here. Guess what? We're going to sit up here and fight for you. Leave it right here where it's all started. On 71st and Superior. Go on, Herod. Play. Go ahead. They got big Megatrons and Titantrons for you. Your people's already going to tell the stands up. I holler at Crazy P all the time. Play your last season here, baby. Come on. It's oop. Play your last season here.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah. Retire
that
jersey here.
Let them know. Yes, let them know what's going on next Monday. Well, I'll be down there. You know I get out in the streets. Let them know what's going on next Monday on King Day. Get the information one more time.
Oh, man. Now, L Boogie, I forgot to call you on this, L Boogie. I got something that's really going on tomorrow. I am opening up my bakery side tomorrow. I have been doing it all weekend. I got slices for all y'all who want pieces. I got the whole tickets for everybody who want the whole things. A taste of heaven. They sit up here and touch more than souls. Guess what? God is love and love is God, and I guarantee you that my food is the closest that you're going to ever get close to God. Eyewise, listen, man, a taste of heaven. My name is Chef Sharon, 714 Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Wait on it, man. We open tomorrow, 8 o'clock. I ain't cutting no ribbons. I'm cutting cake in slices, and I'm giving them out to the people.
Oh.
That's what we're doing, El Boogie. Next Monday, King's Day, a king was born, and guess what? A franchise will live forever starting next Monday. A taste of heaven. The streets is talking. Oh, my God, we're taking the food chain over. So you know we tell them friends. You know we tell them more friends. You know they tell them more friends. They got Bam in the studio. They got the big man tonight. Hero, El Boogie, Chef Sharon. Oh, my God, we telling them. I'm gone.
Boy, I say, way to get hype.
We
got to
go to a commercial after that one.
Now, we got, hey, one more quick caller real quick, man. Got a young fella want to chime in, man, before we take this quick commercial break, man. Let me chime in with him real quick. Hey, caller, welcome to the streets, man. You on live with your boy L Boogie and T-Row. What's your name and where you calling from?
Man, what's up, man? It's Sean Wanda Prince, Bust Back Records from that Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, down in the T-Town. What's up, Prince?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, T-Roll? What's up, player? Player, what up, L Boogie?
How you doing, sir? How you doing, man? How's it going?
Doing.
Hey, show. Let me know how was this show today.
Please, I enjoy it myself so much, man. Only thing I would want y'all to do, implore y'all to do, man, is get it live, man. Broadcast it on television so we can see it, man. I can just kick back and put my feet up, and it's something I can spend my 2 hours at home watching, man.
We working on that, the press. You know, we got to take baby steps first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and I can't wait, man. Hey, I was listening when you heard when Bam was on the line, man. You know, came up under you and Bam at Third Good, man. So that really just warmed my soul up. Then, you know, I hear the big internet on there. I say, oh, man, Vlog Talk. Did I hear Chef Sharon and Taste of Heaven on there? I say, oh, here too, oh, man, it's going down on Blog Talk Radio, please. Man,
no
I wish I could just be sitting here. I'm down here on my intern, of course, man, on Monday nights, man. I'm down here running this camera, man, but I always make sure I take me a break so I can call in and listen to the show, man. I'm just overwhelmed by what's going on with you, L. T-Row, man, I ain't next to you, man, but I just really love your spirit, man. I love your swag, man. I really do.
Man, I appreciate it,
man.
Yeah,
appreciate
you know,
that,
L. Boogie, man. I'm cut from that same cloth, man, so it's much love from every angle. You underdig?
Yeah, I underdig it, man. It just warmed me up out here, Bam and L, man. It took me back to the days when we was at Third Good. You was telling me to lift my knees up, man. I heard you. You broke out of retirement, Harold and L, man. You was out there hooping, huh?
Oh, no, not hooping. You know, I'm back coaching. You know what I mean? I'm back, you know, with the future. And, you know, I had put it down for a minute, but I went back, got the whistle, and my little godson, he pulled me out of retirement. And, you know, it's good how you create clay into something. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with our shows. It will be advancing something that we make. So, you know what I mean? Tell the world about your show and how they can listen live and podcast it, the Prince.
Man, that's what's up, man. But before I go to that, man, I got to tell them, man, about the you versus violence thing you did up here, man. You had something real big going up there. I remember you had me and my brother Vail Smooth. Shout out to Smooth News right now. He and the feds got caught up in the streets. But you had us film that, man, and it just – ever since then, man, you just took this thing off, man. But I just want to show my respect, man. But let me go ahead and kick my little spiel before I got to get back on these cameras, man. But
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The Know That Radio Show, broadcasting live every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday at NorthCoastUnderground.com. Shout out to the city, man. Shout out to L Boogie. I'll be on there. I'm blogging. I'm on IG, Mr. Underscore Ohio 85. Y'all catch me on Facebook at /Sean Caprice. I'm on the Twitter game, too. Like, I'm all over social media. I'm the Hood Tech 216. And we just out here, man. But we linking up with y'all, man. So that's why I got to make sure I keep calling in, man, because I just love what y'all got going on out there, man.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We appreciate that. And you already know.
We definitely going to be checking out that show. You know what it is. That's the press. Deshaun Juan, the press, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man, y'all got to check out that new track, man, Kingdom Come, man. I'm waiting on Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I wish it was Friday so I could kick y'all the verse off of that. Also, I got that head of state, man. The hook be like, kill for me, loop for me. Bust back records want to run the streets. Don't vote for me, shoot for me. We take it to the trial, never cop a plea. Like, we still going hard on the music thing, man. I just want to link up with y'all fellas. Man, y'all have Sharon on the show. Y'all have Bam on the show. The big intellect on the show, man. You should just see me over here. I'm smiling from ear to ear, man.
That's how we get down. Hey, Depress, we appreciate you chiming in with us in the asylum, man. Get with us on Friday. We'll let you go loose. You know what I mean?
Man, that's what's up, man. I want to try to send y'all the MP of that track, man, so y'all can play it between y'all commercials so that thing can go on nationwide, man, so they can really hear some new music, man. Our whole focus is to inject realness back into the music game. You know what I'm saying? The music game been so watered down for so many years.
Can you send it to my Twitter, at LBoogie15?
Yeah, man, I'll try to do it tomorrow when I'm on the show, man. Make sure y'all check me out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I know
Eastern
it's a
time
difference over there. So I think we're on Eastern time, New York time over here. So it's from 11 to 1.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But that's NorthCoastUnderground.com, man.
Man,
no
we'll
doubt.
Be there.
You know we're going to be, we'll be tuning in. Okay. And listen to this. Don't forget, Prince, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole
bunch of girlfriends, man. I already know, baby. It's all the cracking. It's all the cracking.
Oh,
much love for y'all. Much respect for y'all, man. And God bless what y'all got going on out there, bro.
Man, appreciate the love, big homie. L Boogie, you know what time it is, man. We got to go to a quick commercial, man. And I'm going to play this song. This is straight for Tony Box. This might be for A-Rod, too. I don't know who it go to, but I'ma call him out. One of y'all lying.
Somebody lying. In the Sean Wines point, I had a young tournament called Young People vs. Violence where I had workshops where kids could play basketball, and I had people performing and, you know, doing workshops on different things, and girls and boys. So, you know, it was productive, free food, performances, in the hood, security, and much love. People all over the region, man. You know what I mean? So that's what we all about. We for the kids and the streets. Let's go.
Got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sound, but you don't do nothing. You just turn back around like a bitch. Feeling hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you want to do.
Don't act like a bitch. That's why I don't got love for her. Bitch. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. Bitch. Now hold me, please don't marry that bitch. And that's why I'll never
slipping and skipping and drifting and missing. These cats that I be hanging around don't listen. Don't listen. I be having and sipping and smoking and drinking and spitting. And these musty mouth draws, they be tripping. I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinking, what she thought, what she was thinking. But she shouldn't have thought that. I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got it down. You got to pay me. Or pay me, no, never mind. Don't sit on the toilet when I go piss. You got feminine tendencies like a bitch.
Bitch, me.
I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found. We pull off and stop and act in the dog. She lifting her dress up, showing her mom. He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. I can see H all in her face.
like they on the cat.
You know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All man, bitches ain't up. Women, man.
No, no.
Some of these
we back in the streets. We had a lot going on tonight. First of all, I want to say thanks to all the callers. Sean Wine, the Prince, the Big Intellect. Oh, Big Intellect, I'm sorry. The Chef. And our future Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, London Fletcher. Thanks for blessing us. And Heaven Know You with the OG coming in. Bam called me Boo Meeks, man. I gotta tell him about that. But that lets you know when I be hollering, we really be hollering in the streets. I don't know, bro. Tony Boss. A-Rod, he said he shouldn't sit out of any. And he's just vivid. You see him in all types of radio interviews. He's pointing his finger, his face turning red. Who do you believe? Pretty Tony. Coming for you, baby. But let's get back into the asylum. Man, I know a lot of people got things to say. Mr. Producer, T-Ro, who we got coming in next, sir, in the street? Oh, man, you know what it is, man, how we keep it out of the asylum, man. You know we got to go take it to the other man who roughed the face, man. No other than our big brother, D-Mac. Big brother D-Mac, I appreciate you holding the line, baby. What's going on?
I'm doing good, fellas. How y'all doing, man? The show is hot, man. Y'all on fire, man. I was like, my man, the chef, is it Friday?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, man, you know, when we start up the barbecue grill, man, we like to keep them flames hot before we put our steaks on there. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How you been doing, man? I know it's been a while since we heard from you. Hope everything's going good on your side of town. What's going on
yes,
with
sir.
You, man? I know that, you know, your Saints had to go up a tough pass where the 12th man was causing minor earthquakes. Tell me about that game. What really happened?
Hey, Drew Brees, man. My man didn't play good at all. You know what I'm saying? They had a chance to win the game. I feel they got out-coached, and they don't know how to tackle. Could anybody tackle Marshawn Lynch? You know what I'm saying? Could they tackle that guy? But
that's not a Saints problem. That's a league problem.
I take my hat off to the Seahawks, man. They went in there, the 12th man. They played big. Good coaching, man. And, you know, the Saints, they lost. I mean, hey, they didn't do good on the road. You guys told me. But, you know, we made it out the first round next year. Salute Seahawks.
We don't give enough credit to Pete Carroll as a good coach.
No, we don't.
He's also climbing the ladder every year as well as him being a coach taking a bad team or whatnot or a mediocre team and turning the corner. So it's both guys. They'll be competing for a long time in the same conference and for the going to the Super Bowl, a la Baltimore Ravens, a la Pittsburgh Steelers.
I agree with you, L. Boogie. You're absolutely right.
So we don't give that guy enough credit. But let me ask you this. Was it the inexperience with Cam Newton that was just that, like Jay-Z would say, you need more people?
Hey, y'all, man, Big Intellect, man, he said it, man. I mean, he didn't have enough people around him. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, San Francisco, they came in there, man, ready to go. I mean, I picked San Francisco to win. You know what I'm saying? But the defense, oh, my God, man, they played good. I think Cam got a little cocky, you know what I'm saying, with his little, what he did in the end zone, kissing the bicep and stuff. And think San Francisco took that to heart, like, okay, y'all, they went in at halftime, like, we about to really put our foot on their neck now. But he just needs some more help. Cam Newton, he'll be back there again. You know what I'm saying? Like my man said, in the draft, pick up some people, free agency, pick up some people. Cam Newton had a good season this year. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have that slump or nothing like that. So next year I think going to be big for him. See what they do in the offseason. See how they get everything together. And, you know, Cam will be back.
What's up with the post-game antics, man, with Cam Newton? He can't take a loss and just shrug it off and move on to the next one?
Right, man. He always getting sentimental and this and that. And I don't know what's wrong with that guy, man. Somebody got to talk to him, man. You know what I'm saying? His PR and them got to holler at him, man. Hey, you lost, you lost. Hey, next year, man, keep it moving. Enjoy your little couple months off, you know what I'm saying? Get back in the gym, do your thing, and come out there and be a leader. Ted, I agree with you. See, I don't know what's wrong with that guy, man.
Now, look, the luck ran out for the Indianapolis coach and Andrew Luck. And, of course, Tom Brady. And we talk about the New England Patriots as Tom Brady as the leader. Now, he ain't throwing touchdowns. LeGarrette Blount have four rushing touchdowns. First player with 150 yards and four rushing touchdowns in a playoff game in the NFL. What was up with that?
Man, what did you think was going to happen, man? I know you didn't think Andrew Luck was going to win a game against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That was not about to happen, man. You know what I'm saying? That was not about to happen. Hey, Bill Belichick is probably the best coach of all time. You know what I'm saying? He knows Tom Brady don't have all the wet tight ends. One tight end knee blew out. The other one locked up in jail. I mean, dog, he make things happen. Tom Brady make things happen, man. And they winners, man. And they winning. And if anybody thinks Dibber is just going to sit up there and blow these dudes out, it's not going to happen. Dibber has the best team, the best players. But Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they leaders, man. You know what I'm saying? Those guys is winners. Man, in order for Denver to win, they're going to have to put up some points. You know what I'm saying? This gonna be a wild, wild west shootout, man. These guys about to bang. They about to go at it. And if Peyton Manning won a legacy, he better win this game here. He don't win this game here with the team that he got, the better team that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick come out on top, he's garbage. NBG. When it comes to the playoffs, he makes it past these dudes, I take my hat off to him, man. But if he don't make it past this team right here, terrible, man. He's terrible. But he ain't about to just go run over Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. It's not about to happen.
Street question of the night: who's lying, A-Rod or Pretty Tony Bosch?
Boogie, Snitches get stitches, baby. That's what happened, man. That dude, man, come on, man. Did you see the interview on 60 Minutes, man? Did you see? It didn't even make no sense when he was talking about the urine and this and that. And, man, I'm like, what is this dude talking about, man? So he should have did what Barry Bonds boy is, man. Go get locked up. Let my man feed you commissary and stuff. Keep your mouth closed and just shut up. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this. I don't see how they suspended A-Rod and they keep saying that it's no positive results showing that he tested positive for steroids. Now, I will say this is my personal opinion. I think A-Rod did roids. You know what I'm saying? I think he did it. But, hey, if you ain't proved it and y'all ain't got no record or nothing of it, how can y'all suspend this dude for the whole season, this and that? I truly think A-Rod, they done paid this dude so much money, they want the money back. They want him out the league. You know what I'm saying? This dude got too much money. Too much money, and I think, you know, the new commissioner and all them, like, man, we got to get rid of this guy. He's breaking us.
And not producing. Nobody's coming to see A-Rod. So especially when you're not producing and you're always hurt.
Yep. We got the
You're a bag of bones, you're B.O.B., and you're also N.B.G., nothing but garbage. And you play on my team. And you play on my team.
Man, these dudes sitting up here, man, want to get these numbers. I know A-Rod was talking about he want to hit 800 home runs and this and that. But, man, what these guys is doing to the games, man, taking these steroids and Olympic players and track stars and boxers and this and that, man, it's not good, man, for our youth, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, my son's first season up at Tiffin University, he called me like, Daddy, man, these dudes down here taking steroids and this and that. I'm like, you stay away from that shit, man. I mean, excuse me, you stay away from that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But they getting it from these athletes, man. These dudes
are what it is. It's
them, you know what I'm saying? They see these guys doing it, and it's going, man, old school, man. Get in the basement. Get in the gym, man. Bang out, man. Run around the neighborhood. Run around the track, man. But, hey, you know, it is what it is, man. Hey, I want to say congratulations to London Fletcher, man. You know what I'm saying? You was big, man. You was good to the league. Good luck to you, man. The chef. To you, man, on your opening, your bakery and everything, man. Hey, I love y'all guys, man. Friday.
Big ups, man. That's what it is. That's D-Mac. D-Mac, man, you know we appreciate you calling in, baby. It's always good to hear from my big brother, man. And
thank
you know
you,
what
man.
It is, man. It's the street every Monday and Friday, man. And hopefully we'll be able to hear from you before the weekend starts, you know?
No doubt.
Already, man. Ladies and gentlemen. D-Mac, L Boogie. It's been really going down. Hey, L Boogie, guess what? There's some new guys entering into the NFL draft. These might be two good ones, though. Your running back from LSU, Jeremy Hill, pretty good. Has some pretty good stats at LSU, you know, in the SEC. So he decided he was going to forego his senior year and go ahead and go into the draft. Even though last week it was reported that he was coming back for his senior season. But he said, don't talk so fast. And then your boy down here in the Pac-12 from the University of Arizona, Kadeem Carey. For those who don't know, you will get to know this guy. He is a stud from the backfield. Man, that guy has had some great numbers put up. Wasn't even recruited to be a running back when he came to the University of Arizona. Turned out he's the best thing ever seen on this West Coast thing, man. And so big ups to those two running backs coming into the league. I'm pretty sure you're going to be hearing about these guys. These are some real good athletic guys who know how to run that ball. And so we'll see where they go in the draft. You know, I'm pretty sure in the combines they're going to match up with the other guys. You know what I mean? And on Friday, we're going to talk about the Senior Bowl. You know what I mean? We got all those seniors, A.J. McCarron and a couple of other great guys coming into, you know, the Senior Bowl to present themselves. And we'll be getting it started with that next week. So at the end of this week. So it's going down. And you know what it is, L Boogie. People getting upset in this NCAA. Here we go again. We only have four teams that remain undefeated right now. And, of course, they in the top 10. The four remaining undefeated, so, of course, U of A, the Cuse, you know what I mean, Wisconsin, and Wichita State. Even though Wichita State was biting their nails over the weekend, they got lucky. They had to come back from 14 down. Took it to overtime. Ended up getting the win, which was big. So, you know, I don't think their program has ever done this good. So these guys are trying to show up and show and prove that they do deserve a shot to be in this thing. They've been talked about the last 3 years. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Will they fall short when the tournament starts? Or will they be able to, you know, keep that on the end of that record for a while? We're going to see. I like what U of A is doing, too. U of A is doing. L Boogie. Why don't you go and read down the new top 10 for me, man? Who's holding it down, Phil, man? What's up with that?
Well, you know, out here in the desert, I'm not going to say the valley of the sun, but they're down there in Tucson. Arizona's number one. And you know, the Syracuse, my guys, we're two. Wisconsin, three. They're holding on. Michigan State is four. The experience of Wichita State is five, still undefeated. Villanova is six. Florida, 7. Iowa State, even though they lost to Oklahoma on the road, 8. Oklahoma State is number 9. And San Diego State is picking up the rear at number 10. a lot of these guys that are playing basketball now, like the chef said, I just don't see it. Mr. Wiggins down in, you know, Kansas, down in, you know, Jayhawk, talk, what they call it? Talk, Chalk, Jayhawk? Chalk, Talk, Jayhawk. Not looking like a hawk to me. Still early. And on the contrary, Chef, I don't think Julius Randle is that good either. As far as pro ready. But, hey, we got a guru on the line. And you know what I always say about that, bro? You can't believe everything that you hear. His senior, I was just hearing all these things, the eye test. The eye test. I'm looking at these guys. What do you see? Do you think they should stay or should they go, bro?
These guys better stay in, man. And if they're smart, they'll take the long route instead of the short route. Like the chef said, and like, you know, one of our normal studio guests who normally be here, but he just tuning in today, you know, Rick C. His favorite team is the Cuse. If you look at Syracuse, who's ranked number two right now, you know, they made up of nothing but veterans. You know what I mean? And these guys are showing and proving why they're number two. And did you see how Syracuse beat the hell out of North Carolina in their first ACC showdown? If this is the case of Syracuse moving over to the ACC, they gonna beat the dog hell out of teams in the ACC. It appears as if that zone is gonna cause problems for everybody. Then it's just not the zone, it's the carrier dome. You know what I mean? So when you come down there, not only do you have to face all these guys in this big old dome, but you also have to face this 2-3 zone that Jimmy Boeheim and this veteran team has put together this season. Can they hold down that O in the loss column for a while? I believe so. North Carolina this year has done a lot of stuff, not a lot of things, but they've knocked off some top-ranked teams, you know what I mean? So I don't know if it was just a bad day for North Carolina, but I do know this. Grant, C.J. Fair, a couple other of those guys on the Syracuse team know how to rise up when the time comes. And I might need to start listening to Ricky C about the Cuse, man, because I didn't want to believe it at first. But the more I watch these guys, the more they seem to get ready. You know what I mean? And the only thing you need in this NCAA game is momentum. If they can continue that momentum, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a race to that championship, that crystal ball. You know what I mean? So, you know, big ups to those who are still in the top 10. I like how it's shaping out. I like Wichita State. I mean, even though their conference or their strength of schedule won't be as good as some of the other teams that are in the top 10, but hey, they undefeated. As long as you keep that O in the loss column, you are right. So, you know, big ups to all the teams in the top 10 that you just announced. You know, Villanova, where did they come from? Not only do they have the best-dressed coach there, Boogie, but they got a nice little team. Are they back? Is Villanova for real? I mean, the only loss they have this season is against, you know, Syracuse. So, I mean, you know, they took off early in that game, but Syracuse locked down and got the veteranism. Veteranism took over in that game, you know. So, once again, do you think Villanova will be able to continue to hang on, or do you think it's just a, you know, they're front runners right now? What's your take on Villanova right now, ranked number 6?
I think Villanova is going to fall very shortly after the second time they play these guys. I'm not going to say these guys, but as they continue in their conference. I'm not sold on them, bro. Yes, they do pretty good, but we'll see. They got a good coach, and he's the best-dressed NCAA basketball coach I know. And I know about dressing, and I know about coaching. So it's going to be great to see what they do later on in the season and
I might have him as an early out in the tournament, but it's still early. But I'm so intrigued about what Arizona is doing. Their just makeup is just as good as Syracuse with the length on those wings. They have a nice bench as well. So I'll be looking at those teams down the stretch. Who knows? Anybody can get knocked or get whacked. But right now I look at three teams that I do see down the stretch, and that's Syracuse, U of A, and Wichita State. I just see them being consistent. They're going to lose a couple games, but I just see them being consistent and making the run in the tournament.
That's what's up. I like Villanova. You know, sometimes there are teams that shock us during the season. You know, Louisville was one of those teams last year who really made that run and stayed within the top 10 all season. So, you know, I look at them like Louisville. If they continue to hold on and play good basketball, I think things will shape up in their favor because they really scrappy, you know what I mean? They got some good players on that team. And I really like their development with, you know, the head coach, one of the best dressed in it. And not only is he a good dresser, but he knows his stuff too with that coaching. So big ups to those guys doing their thing down there in Villanova. And I'm really shocked that Steve Fisher is down there in San Diego State doing his thing with those guys. So it is, man, it's just good to see, man, that Villanova is back. You know, you always want to see one of those Big East teams that what you grew up with to be in the top 10 and play for that title. So it's good to see those boys back in there. You know what it is. Hopefully they can keep it going. But when your booty hole get tight, like you like to say, you know what I'm saying? That's when things start slipping out your fingers, when you start messing up and doing things you ain't used to accustomed to doing, you know what I mean? And you're just like, what happened? And one and done in this tournament. You know, as far as NCAA goes, you don't want to catch up with one of the mid-majors. Harvard, put it on you, you know what I mean? So, yeah, big ups to those in the top 10. So we're going to jump to a quick commercial, man. We come back, man, you know what it is, man. We got to click-clack like a click-clack. You know what I'm saying? Go Voltron, man, one good time with the sports officials, T-Nick. Hopefully OG will join in with us and tell us about, you know, a story or two with old Bam, you know what I mean? So we're going to run to a quick commercial, man. Once we come back, you know, man, let's click-clack it up. That's what we do, man. It's the street. It's your boy, L Boogie T-Ro, every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Pray for us niggas, because we ready to die about this shit. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. I look to my left, I look to my right. All I see is my blood, all I see is my life. If it go down tonight, my nigga, look out for mama. Been robbing my whole life, I gotta look out for karma. Selling them white squares, I swear I'm well prepared. 50 in my chopper, whoever could go to hell. Chopper still, he speaking. Block, he getting hotter when them niggas go to beefing. Sliding until we got him. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs.
Hey. Machine gun man, seen them on the news. Every gun I had was one of home invader. Couldn't you let a nigga catch me slipping? I refuse, not a chance. Dude, tip can use any tune on the man. And don't think that I can't hit you yet, cause it ain't in my hand. Got a sniper, drop your ass where you stand. Understand? 50 cal with a scope and a chopper, boy, you got the plan.
with that block, block, block. Did you hear what I gotta do with me or you? And boy, I'm staying. Know that ATF in this man. I just playing. Hey.
If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bearing it with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bearing it with my dogs. Bearing it with my dogs. Bearing it with my dogs. Line us all up, bearing it with my dogs. Bearing it with my dogs. Bearing it with my dogs. Line us all up, bearing it with my dogs.
Bury me with my dogs. Man, that goes out to everybody that called in tonight. Bury me with my dogs, man. Who is hot? T-Ron, the producer of the show. QL the G, I'm your host, L Boogie. We've been hollering about the NFL playoffs. Now there is just four. What do you think about this weekend? What happened? And why? A lot of those guys got that, too. That's what Cam Newton and his guys did. Bury me with my dogs.
With some clean draws, though. Got to get that tackle box, Boogie. And fishing poles. Got to go fishing, baby.
Intriguing. Tony Bosch. I know you smell the money. Who's lying? Street question of the night. A-Rod or Tony Bosch? Who's lying? We about to click up. Let's go. We got T-Nick, the host with the most, and we got the OG, the original scorekeeper from the show, the sports official that airs every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Prime time. What the deal, guys?
Core team, I just got through seeing you, man. I thought I left you already, man. We right back again, huh?
Heaven no, Mr. Heaven no. OG scorekeeper. And the D stands for get around, baby.
Well, you are. You just like Fred G, man, because yesterday is for Glossies and today is for get around.
Hey, listen to this. Before we continue, I got a story that OG scorekeeper was there. It was me, him, and London Fletcher. We was at a summer league game at the infamous Thurgood Marshall. And bam.
Bam,
I got to say
baby.
This before. You start playing ball at John Carroll.
Right.
This is when he was living out the hoop dream. T. Nick, you didn't hear him. He said he thought he was going to the NBA. That's what he wanted to do. So he's living out a hoop dream.
Okay.
They sat him on the bench. They tried to come in for him. He didn't want to come out the game. He sucker punched the coach. They got the fight. We go outside. He's standing next to me like, for me. Man, I ain't taking all this. They what? Oh, man, they get to Mayland. At Thurgood Marshall.
Left the cat on the middle of the court.
And then they tried to step him outside. He ran behind me, man.
He bam-bammed, old boy.
It was crazy. But that's one of my stories with the great London Fletcher, and I think OG scorekeeper was there with us as well because it was rocking.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think OG was on his team.
Right, I was right there watching it. He left old boy, knocked him out on the court. Left him on the court. Flat out. And then that's when Al was there too. Remember, Almighty was outside too.
Big brother Almighty was there too. We was holding everybody back.
Yep.
Thurgood Marshall. Well, you can go and get your indoors coming out.
Thurgood Marshall, baby. Shout out to Thurgood. Shout out to everybody. Oom, D-Mac, everybody.
But guys, man. I'm going to start with you, T-Nick, first. NFL, you know what I mean? Give us your synopsis of that. And then also, street question of the night.
Who's lying? A-Rod or Tony Bosch, man?
I want to start off with the street question of the night real quick. Because, you know, A-Rod is one of my boys. You know, he one of them. You know, I had that, the U Mount Rushmore that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Now, here comes this ninja showing his, poking his chest out. All I got to say is this. It was about 25 dudes that was linked up to Bosch, right? If I ain't mistaken. About 25 of them. 24 of them took their punishment, said, yeah, I did it, my bad, and kind of sucked their tail and kind of ducked away. But this ninja right here wanted to poke his chest out and say, I ain't did nothing. He wanted to play Nino Brown on us and bring everybody down when he know he did it. You know what I'm saying? When you got the dude say he just shot you in the booty and gave you some gummies and everything else, man. Man, A-Rod lied through his damn teeth. And we all can see that, man. We all can see that. Even with one eye, we can see that. You know, so that's just my thoughts on that one, man. Scorky, you got any thoughts on that, man?
Oh, I was going away. Hey, man. I said, I'm the streets, baby. I'm innocent until proven guilty. So you got to kind of look at it from both sides. Like, this guy ain't never missed it. He ain't never, yes, this, you know, Bosch is saying all this stuff, accusing him and everything. But he never failed a test. Mm-hmm. So he got to ride this all the way out, man, to the last drop. He got to ride it out. He never failed a test. So he got to ride it out. This guy coming out saying all those different things about him, that's kind of look like he dry snitching. You know what I'm saying?
He is snitching.
No, but I'm just saying he could have snitched. He could have said this off the rip. You know what I'm saying? If that's what was the case, now you want to come back and say it? Man, get out of here with that. So you got to, it's a foul. I know it's a matter of opinion, man, but I got to go A-Rod, man. He never not passed the test. So what can you say about that? And we all know they cheated. You know what I'm saying? We all know pretty much from our understanding how it go, but how can you judge that? How can you, you know what I'm saying? How can you give a guy a sentence when he's never not failed a test? You know what I'm saying? So
what I can say about him is he's a true Miami Hurricane. He's going to ride it out, buddy.
He's going to ride it out.
He's going to ride it out.
Let me ask you this, starting with you, OG. What do you think about the Peyton Manning performance yesterday?
I think Peyton Manning did what he had to do. He did just enough to get by them charges. But at the same time, that blown coverage at the end, that cost San Diego. You know what I'm saying? And like you guys were saying earlier, you know what I'm saying? They should have stepped that up, like I was saying. They should have started charging a little bit sooner. You know what I'm saying? They should have started charging a little bit sooner, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they had them. They could have had them on the rope. And then those little mistakes, them dropped interceptions and things like that, you know, that always comes back to haunt you when you don't get those interceptions when you're supposed to. So I think it was all right
before.
I think Peyton played good, man. You know, but on the flip side, man, he was Peyton Manning. He is what he thought he is, and he is who we know he is to be. He's going to come out hot. He's going to do his thing, but he's going to keep you in the game. You know what I'm saying? He's going to keep you in the game. Whenever it comes to the playoffs, you can just go back and look over the history with him. He's going to keep the other team in the game. That's why Brady always has his number, because as long as he keeps Brady in the game, Brady know he got a chance. And that's what's going to happen Sunday. Brady sits there. Brady is full of confidence because he knows. And he's going to keep telling that defense, he's going to give it the shot, guys. And when he gives it that shot, you better take advantage. And when you take advantage, I'm going to take advantage. And we're going to the Super Bowl. I'm taking the Patriots, man. I'm taking the Patriots in the point spread, Doc. I see it all day long.
But,
man. All day long.
Let me ask you this. Now, you know you lost the point spread with the Chargers with the 6.5. And your boy, man. Killer Cam got killed.
Yeah, I know, man. I lost that one yesterday, man. What was that final score? What they beat them by 7? Was it 7 or 8?
Yeah, seven.
They beat them by 7. Yeah. Yeah. If I'd have put that money on that, I'd have been sick. You know, but at the home with Cam Newton, man. You know, Cam and them, they played hard. But I think Cam needs some more weapons, man. He don't have nothing on that offensive side of the ball but him. you know, then I started looking at Ron Rivera and them, and all I could think about was L Boogie. Look at their faces. That's all I kept thinking about, man. I kept hearing your voice, man, in my head from the third quarter on, man. They were showing the fans and the coaches on the sideline, man. I kept saying to myself, look at their faces. I said, man, they done, dog. Shit. It was a done deal, man. But I like Cam going through, man, because Cam stepped up as a man, and as a player. He said, you know, the playoffs is a whole different speed, and he right about that. This is his first playoff game, man. I thought he came out slick, you know, he came out hot, you know, but he took a beating yesterday, man. He took a beating, man. You know, I put down the offensive coordinator in that game plan they had. But give props to San Francisco, man. They made sure they corrected the mistakes they had in the game they lost. You know, they didn't have Crabtree that first game. Vernon Davis got hurt. Bowman played. And they played their asses off yesterday, man. So props go out to San Francisco. I just hope Seattle drop their ass next week. Excuse my language.
Yeah, cause another earthquake.
That's what I want to see.
OG, what do you think about the performance that Mr. Blunt put on, and also how the Saints look like the Aints once again on the road? Did it surprise you yesterday? I mean, Saturday, about those games?
Well, the Saints is like they are who we thought they were. You know what I'm saying? It's like they proved that. They showed they are who we thought they were. They, you know, on the road. You know what I'm saying? Outdoors. You know, it's like Drew Brees wasn't able to perform to a standard of what we used to see in Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? Locked them boys down. You know what I'm saying? And the Saints, they are who we thought they were. They're not going to win those games like that. You know what I'm saying? And then the other game, man, what was the other game you were saying?
Mr. Brady and Mr. Blunt,
yeah.
How he just kept handing it off to the backfield, and they just
dominated the line of scrimmage. I'm happy for Mr. Blunt. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see him do something like this. You know, he's underestimated, I think. I think he got that, like, deceptiveness about him to where they think he's just a power back. But, you know, he can make those breakaway ones and things like that. So I like that for him, seeming that the things he went through when he had that little altercation in college. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, that when he did the little thing in college, that looked just like how when Bam dropped old boy Thurgood. The same way. It's the same way. So if you want to get a picture of how that looked at Thurgood, that looked just like that. So I'm kind of happy for him because he was able to
rebound. On the court. We had to run outside for the record.
Right. So it's like just for him to rebound from that and to see how he still stay persevering. You know, one from another team, you know, came from another team. You know, I like that. I like to see him, you know, do what he's doing right now. So I hope he's able to keep that up. I know he's a few years in the league, so I hope he's able to keep that up a year or two, you know what I'm saying, and really get him a nice check or something.
T-Nick, last question for you. Ken Whisenhunt, breaking news, he's now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. What do you think about that hire?
Yeah, man, you know, Scorekeep and I and Neil, we had just talked about this a couple hours ago, man. We seemed to come across the wire, man, because we was going over the things with the Browns, you know, and whatnot. And I think it's a great hire for them, man. You know, I think, you know, Wizard has a great offensive mind. You know, that's what they're going to need. You know, they got some of those receivers down there with the recent draft pick with Kendall Wright and some of those other guys. I think they're going to have to re-sign. His name is slipping me, the doggone. Man, I forgot. One of the big receivers. I can't remember his name. But anyway, I think it's a great hire for them, man. You know, he's going to have to address the quarterback situation first and foremost. You know, are they going to move forward with Jake Locker? You know, is he going to be the guy? You know, because Fitzpatrick came on strong, you know, towards the end of the season. He carried him. You know, and CJ2K. You know, what are they going to do with Chris Johnson? You know, they got Chris Johnson in there. You know, the defense, they drafted well on defense. I think they're fine defensively-wise. You know, but Whisenhunt, man, I think he's a great hire, man. I was actually looking for the Browns to get him, but, you know, the Browns dragging their feet, man. You know, and the Browns, you know, just like I told Scorekeep and Neely Neal, the Browns aren't looking for a head coach who's going to come in there and run his own show. They want a puppet. They want to bring somebody in that they can control and tell him what to do. You know, so they better hurry up and get on board because all these coaches are leaving. You know, all these coaches are getting sucked up. You got to remember, man, the Titans just fired. They just fired Mike Munchak last week, and they already got Wizard Hunt. And you know where the Browns was at today? They was in Tennessee interviewing Mike Munchak. Seriously? I mean, that's where we at right now. You know, but I think that was a great hire for Tennessee, man. And, you know, much luck and much success to those guys.
Let me end it with this. Both you guys have your ears to the street in Cleveland, and the chef stirred up some controversy about Mike Shanahan. What do you think about that? I know you've been keeping score. Scorekeeper, what's up with that?
Not coming to the land. Oh, no. Not coming to the land. He coached the team that, you know what I'm saying, that came through the land and broke our hearts, didn't he? No, not that guy. We don't need that guy. No way. Hey, congratulations to Cristiano Ronaldo, too, man. He won the FIFA Soccer Player of the Year. You know, shout out to him, man.
No doubt. We appreciate that info.
With Mike Shanahan is done, man. He can go ahead and wash his hands and dry them off because the league is done with him. You know, he had his shot. You know, he gave his last stand as, I'm the head coach. I'm going to bench RG3. You know, it's over and done with. Nobody want to see that dinosaur no more. He's a dinosaur, man. He's like Dan Reeves. He was coaching back when Dan Reeves and them was coaching him. Mike Ditka. You know, he's done. He don't like the brothers. You know, that's playing the point blank simple. We all know that. He don't like the brothers, man. You know, so he got to get with it because he ain't on the train. And one more last thing before I go, because, man, T-Row and I was talking about this. I wanted to address a little J.R. Smith situation real quick about him untying the shoes. You know, he got $550,000.
Yeah.
You know, he got bent. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had ridiculed him about that. This is 2014. Let's not we forget, way back in 1991, there was a player playing for the Boston Celtics named Larry Bird. And he had a rival that he was going against named Chuck Person. Everybody remember the rifleman. So the rifleman was giving it to him. They was in a playoff series. Bird was laying on the floor. Chuck Person was down there on his sideline waiting for the guys to shoot free throws on the other side. Larry Bird untied his shoes. You know what they call Larry Bird? You know what they call Larry Bird? A fierce competitor. That's what they called him. But what did we call J.R. Smith just last week? A knucklehead.
50 stacks in the hole.
Put you on the bench. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Right.
Untie the shoes and go way back, just way back. I know all kind of old men untie my shoes when we playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to gain an advantage. You know what you got to do with J.R. Smith? You shoot him a technical foul and you move on. That's what you got to do, man. So I just want to shout out to all the hypocrites who call J.R. Smith all kind of names and blasting him across the way, you know, from the NBA. All you sports writers and talking heads and analysis and giving him all that bad publicity. But nobody want to talk about when Larry Bird did it, because that's Larry Legend.
Right.
I love Larry Legend, but still, you got to call a spade. It is what it is.
Wow. It is what it is.
Call it color of color. Call it color of color now.
Well, I do.
You know where that's coming from.
Man, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the sports officials, man. We done clicked up. We the street officials. And, man, hey, guys, we appreciate you calling in. And you know what it is, man. Hopefully we'll be able to do this again on Friday, you know?
Hey, man.
Big Bam, come on to Cleveland, Big Bam. Come on to Cleveland, Bam.
I'm going to tell you guys, he was working tonight, man, but I'm going to get the big intellect in you on Friday. I promise you that. I'm going to deliver that for you.
He called tonight.
We already covered. Yeah, we talked to the big intellect for a minute, man.
Yeah, I know he was working tonight, man. He said he was going to try to get in, but he was going to get in on Friday. So, hey, long as he called, man, that's all I want to do is get in the call.
Man, we got
big
intellect in, man, and we appreciate the love for that.
Yes, sir.
Big Bam,
yes,
check out the show. Check out the show, Big Bam, Sunday at 10 o'clock, sportsofficials.com. 805-856-2856 to the world. Mr. Heaven O. Praise the Lord, baby. You're looking out. Streets of talking.
Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends and their lesbian friends, too, if they swing that way.
See, that's what we're talking about right now.
We don't discriminate against the money.
That's what it is, man. You know, we click up, man. We like to have fun. You know what I'm saying? That's, man, that was T-Nick, the OG scorekeeper, straight from the sports officials. We call ourselves the street officials when we make that happen. You know what I mean? L Boogie, on our way out, man. You know I love you. You know I love Jewel's and G. Studio guest, Bluesy Doozy in the spot. Want to give a shout-out to the wifey, the kids, you know what I'm saying? My baby girl got her braces, man, so... You know, man, going through hard times that first week, getting them braces, you know what I mean? Shout out to my mama. I see your mama, my papa, Doc. North Park, Texas. Stand up. I see you, everybody. Yo, shout out to my sister-in-law, man, Red. She be checking us out too bad. Boy, boy, this girl knows sports. I'm telling you, when them pickups come, you got, hey, wait till the tournament come. Bet you she have about at least 4 out of 4 in the final four because she good like that, you know what I mean? Hey, man, big shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. The Big Intellect, much love to you, baby. Even at work, he called in on us. OG, the scorekeeper. Bam. Man, we had a Super Bowl winner on the line, L Boogie. You know I love you, man. Let's get up out of here. What's going down, man?
What the deal, man? I want to give a shout-out to my man, Bam, man. Thanks for calling in to the show. Man, as usual, the sports officials, man, to my youngins, man. My daughter, she out there. Keep pushing, pretty face. She trying to get a master's in forensic science, man. She going to get it, too. Shouts out to all the youngins at UDAW Middle School. What's up? L Boogie, say what the deal. You already know, man. Shouts out to the chef. Shouts out to D-Mac, to my man, you know what I mean? Big Mike, get well. Link, Earl Boykins. We see you, baby. Setty Red. Oh, it's the streets. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. To the producer, T-Row, Jewel's the G, I'm L Boogie. We'll see you on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, early. Who knows who's going to be calling the show? Man, let's go.
I
down the highway, nothing for me to do but smoke as if it's a Friday. Break it down, spread it out, nigga, roll up. And let's see what they about, call them hoes up. Ludacris, man, these bitches want my last name. Sip slow, but I'm driving all in the fast lane. Get the fuck up out my way, man, move, bitch. Quit yapping if you never want a deuce. I'm all about it, get your mind right. Been making money since before I was in the limelight. Rhyme right? Bitch, what's up? Top down, but I feel like getting fucked up. I get high, but the bass low. A real nigga, what your woman wanna shake for? When you shake it for a baller, better shake it right. Cause it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. Getting they drink out. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Face down.
Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up.
Backed up at a zone. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight.
Well,
I'm high as hell.
I'm high as hell.
I'm high as hell.
I'm high as hell.
trouble to get into. Tell your girlfriends, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So sorry, my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want to menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. She got me speeding in the red zone. Orange Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite?